Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Here we are again, another Saturday morning. How are you?
Well, I'm grateful that it is a radio show because I'm literally here in my pajamas today.
Yes, me too, actually. Rolling out of bed, getting here on time. But we have Ryan, who's here with us, as always. Hey, Ry.
Good morning.
You're like my Biff now, like BFF and all that.
Yeah, you totally dropped the last two letters of my name.
I did, and I feel like really like cool that I can do that. Are you like that tight with anybody else here at WATD?
I don't know if anyone else here calls me Ry.
Yeah, well, that's
just
my thing.
It's just you. You're on that cool level now with your boxed water. With
yes.
your shortened names, you're yeah, you're very in, Sharon.
Exactly. And then, you know what? You can start calling me Sha.
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 Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sha. So, like, close right. friends call me Sha. So,
right.
you
right.
can feel free to do that, okay?
Right, Sha.
Sha, Rye, and Box Water.
And Sin.
And Sin. And Sin.
My close friends call me Sin.
All right. That works.
Yeah. Sin as in, like, C-I-N, not like
C-I-N.
S-I-N.
Yeah. No. No. But my daughter's friends call me Sind, but no one's ever called me Sind but them, but Sin.
Sin. Okay.
I reply to everything, Sin,
yeah.
if I really like you. If I don't, it's Cindy.
You can't even read my signature anymore, but it is Sha.
It is.
For those of you who don't know what I'm writing, it's Sha. So
I feel like
it.
We're a really cool circle of kids right now.
We are.
We're the in kids.
Oh, we are.
We are. We're super cool. We're like, I think, what did you call me earlier? Hey, I look hipster with my new water bottle. I'm going to go get myself a longboard. I would break my neck. Let's just go there. Could you see me on a longboard skateboard going?
Oh,
I kind of
no.
can.
No.
Yeah.
I believe in you, Sharon.
Yeah. I can do anything I can. But no, we have a lot of fun here. This is my kitchen table, I like to say, here at WATD. And I love having Ryan with me all the time, putting our show together. He does such a great job. So you've, you know, taken on more responsibilities with my show, and it's been
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been great. So I really appreciate you and all you do. Of course, Tim is fabulous, and Jesse. So kudos to those guys as well. And, of course, Rob and Lisa. I mean, I could
everyone,
go on and
everyone's awesome.
Yeah, everyone really is nice here. It is my little family here at WATD, and I'm absolutely happy to be a part of it. So Cindy, a.k.a. Sin, Cindy Ford, is obviously one of the real estate agents. We call ourselves sales and marketing advisors at Boston Connect Real Estate. So you're one of the best in the industry, so we're happy to have you. I'm also very fortunate to be able to pull you into my team for some of the things that I need for overflow and stuff like that, because you're such an awesome buyer's agent. I love to do that with you. So thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you for allowing me to. It is my pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
Always. Mm-hmm. When you say, can you be here in 5 minutes? And I say, of course I can.
Hey, Cindy, what are you doing in like a half hour? Do you mind doing the radio show with me? So that shows,
absolutely.
You, that shows
yes.
you how prepared I am. Now, we're prepared. We're ready for our listeners. So hopefully everybody, what a week of heat, huh?
Oh,
I loved
love
it.
It.
I loved it too. So, but anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about getting your property ready for sale, and we're going to go room by room because I thought that that would be cool. We'll be very systematic about going through an entire house. So, if you are thinking about putting your house on the market, people will often ask me, "When is the best time to put your house on the market?" What's your answer to that?
There is anytime. Mm. Honestly, anytime. You know, some people think, you know, it's not good during the winter months or near the holidays, but then there might be lack of inventory, so your property is going to stand out.
Absolutely. That's
in my opinion.
Feel. Yeah. And hey, this is our show, so our opinion is the only opinion that matters right now.
Right?
For this little hour, that's all that matters, right? Right.
Well, absolutely.
And Rye agrees with everything we say, and if somebody says something different than us in an hour or so, he agrees with them too. But
absolutely.
For this little hour, from
it's
10 to 11, Saturday morning, it's all about us. In Boston Connect Real Estate. So, no, but I think that we have some really good ideas for people and helping them prepare their home to get on the market. Last couple weeks ago, we talked about, you know, the importance of having a buyer's agent representing you. We'll do more shows on that, too, in the future. But for today, we're going to talk about how you can get your house ready and prepared to be on the market. And I agree. Anytime is a good time.
Right.
So why do you think that people think the spring is best?
Personally, I think over the years, people have just drilled into other people's heads that, okay, spring and fall, You know, because people tend to take their properties off the market around the holiday season for whatever reason. And then they think, oh, in the winter, oh, it's, you know, winter.
Yeah.
I've done open house. I did open houses for you last winter.
Yeah.
People came.
I know.
I was shocked. People came. A lot of people came. And you could barely get down the very skinny little path that was shoveled for me.
Yes. And the roads were, you know, we had all that snow, especially last year. I mean, we had so much snow. I remember putting open house signs in snowbanks.
And hoping.
And I mean,
that they stayed or someone didn't plow.
Well, people don't think we have a dangerous job. Seriously. Oh. Do you know what it's like being out there in the middle of the road putting a sign in a snowbank?
In heels?
In heels. Well, we look cute when we're doing it, but that's, I mean.
And that's really
seriously.
All that matters.
It's like, all right, these are brand new boots, people. Please don't splash me. Yeah.
Right?
Actually, last Sunday I was doing an open house and it started to rain and it was just like, you know, like that. It was like a drizzle, but like a heavy drizzle.
Yeah. I was in it.
Yeah, I was in it. And I was like, I'm just so happy that I have these balloons and I'm trying to get them in my car. And I did a whole video blog on this one time, actually. And it was hilarious. Like, you think my job is easy? You try opening up signs and balloons and everything else.
Honestly.
Well, and now that Mark has his license as well. So this is funny. We're totally digressing. But hey, we're at the kitchen table here at WATD. Mark, obviously, McNamara, my husband, has his license now. So he does open houses with me, which is great. And I know Daryl goes with you a lot to open houses. And when Mary is doing them, Phil goes with her. And Tracy's going to be doing them soon by herself. And I'm assuming that, you know, someone's going to be teaming up with her because we don't really want to be in these houses by ourselves.
No.
I mean,
I'm not brave.
No. What better way?
I don't mind telling you that.
Yeah. What better way to, you know, advertise, hey, there's going to be a real estate agent alone in this house without the homeowner. So we always have somebody with us. But with Mark, the first time, like, he sort of was helping me, he was the one who would stop the car, get out of the car, put the signs out, put the balloons out, stop. You know, you're putting three or four signs out. And I was on my phone responding to emails and text messages and everything. And he's like, Miss Daisy, whenever you want to help. And I was like, sing to the choir, brother, because I've been doing this for 15 years. So he now, when he's with me, he's the one that does the balloons.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the signs and all of that. It's hectic.
It is. It's crazy. Yeah. And last week I was alone and I had an umbrella because I was showing properties in the morning and then I got a little wet and then I had to get to the, and I opened the door and didn't the balloons right in front of my eyes.
Oh, there goes that.
There they go.
Yeah. Oh. At least yours went up. Mine were like going down because of the rain.
It was awful.
I know. So anyways, we digress a little bit. But when you are putting your house on the market, we go through people's houses. And one of the things I always say to people, again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford from Boston Connect Real Estate. And we are discussing today the best way to get your property ready to put on the market. And we're going to go room by room. When I am going to do a CMA, comparative market analysis for clients, one of the things I say to them, what makes me a very strong listing agent is that I'm a very strong buyer's agent as well. And when we're going through houses, I put on the eyes of a buyer because they're looking for what's wrong, not for what's right. So we can't fix what's wrong if we don't think about that first. And we want to make it right before the buyers get into the house. So that's why a lot of times people will suggest have a home inspection beforehand. What are your thoughts on that?
I think some of my clients might not be able to afford that, but I always either recommend that, and sometimes I also recommend having an appraisal done, because what you think, and really it matters what the bank's going to come in at, so it might be a good idea to have an appraisal when we are extremely far apart and where we think the property should be listed.
Yeah, because there is a pride of ownership, and I completely understand that, but there is also, you know, the appraisers are very systematic in what they're looking at. Their numbers are the numbers. That's what buyers are looking at, too, so when we work as buyer's agents, we're pulling up the same numbers. So yes, sometimes pride of ownership gets in the way and people will say, well, my house is better because I did this, that, or the other thing. Well, it's not really going to matter that you have a brand new septic system, because when somebody flushes the toilet, they want it to flush. They don't want it to be, you know, I'm going to be gross, gurgling in the backyard, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so we have Casoli Septic coming on with us in a few weeks anyways. He's one of our co-hosts also that talks about Title V. So we can talk more about Title V at another time. But what do you think the bigger items are in a house that a buyer sees as, oh, I can get a lot of money off of this?
Kitchen and bathroom.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm.
On the inside, anyway.
Exactly. For cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And then I would say from a mechanical standpoint of view, they're looking at
the heating system, if there is an air conditioning system of central air, you know, the age of the air conditioning system. Yeah, the heating system, electrical.
Yeah, electrical.
How many amps?
Yeah, yeah. How many amps? You look so funny when you say that because you don't even know. You're like,
I do.
Yeah, it's amps.
Mm-hmm. 110, 200.
Yeah, 200.
60, 100. Not so good.
Yeah, 100. Fuses, we might have to do some updating. Mm-hmm. Knob and tube. Not so good. But we see that in the Milton area. So so let's just start from the kitchen. Okay, let's just start in the kitchen. So when people, we go through the houses and people say to us, should we replace the counters? What do you say to that?
I have to look at the condition of the cabinets and what type of cabinets they are. Sometimes it's just not worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, just account for that when we put the price on the house that is going on the market, because it may, sometimes you just can't dress it up.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. And then now you've taken money out of your pocket that they may reconfigure the whole kitchen and they're not going to do the cabinets over and use those granite countertops that you just put on.
Exactly. And you know what? Let's just be blunt. Sometimes it's like putting lipstick on a pig.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, you can say it, Ryan. We can say that, right? Lipstick on a pig?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we can say that. No, no problem with that. We don't want to... And nobody has an ugly baby. Let's just go there. Right?
So, never.
Never. You know what
I
mean? Nobody has an ugly baby. But it doesn't make sense sometimes to put really nice granite on top of cabinets that are, you know, being held up by, you know, a matchbook. You know?
Correct.
So I agree with you 100%. And too, I think that it would also matter how much counter space do you have? You know, if you have a small little island and maybe one little section near the sink, then yeah, maybe it's worth the investment if the counters are okay. I mean, if the cabinets are okay, but if you have a huge area to do, I don't know that it would be worth the investment.
No.
What do you think with that?
Not if someone's going to come in and want to make it their own, because you don't know what their taste is. And, you know, you might have to be trying to work with colors that really don't work. So now you...
Maybe you just don't like.
Right.
You know?
So don't take that money out of your pocket, but account for it. And, and sometimes it is okay. Sometimes it is okay to, you know, let's upgrade the countertops because people are looking for granite. If it's a decent kitchen, I know I've had clients in the past that they didn't do granite when they redid their kitchen because of the porous material.
Yeah.
So we did opt to change out into granite.
Okay.
We did opt to do that because it was beautiful.
Now, one of the things, too, is... with changing out the countertops, you know, the sometimes if you do that, then you have to get involved with the backsplash. So what are your thoughts on the backsplash? Do you think that people should go ahead and tile that, or do you prefer that people paint it?
For myself, I prefer tile, not paint. But again, I'm trying to, with as little investment as possible on their behalf, so painting may be the only option if they just don't have the money. But if you're going to do this, then you might as well do it and do it right. But it depends. It depends.
It does. You sound like an attorney. No offense to our attorneys, but that is a really good, it depends, is
it really
a really good attorney phrase. But one of the things I feel is, that makes sense. Let's do the countertop. Make it something that's very neutral that a lot of people are going to like. Don't go trendy because trendy changes in 5 to 10 years. So don't go trendy. But I feel with the backsplash that that's definitely something very personal because I know a lot of people love that subway tile look. Yeah, it's hot right now, but I don't know how hot it's going to be, you know, in a couple of years even.
I have subway tiles.
Yeah, okay. But again, I like it. But if
because
you're selling,
it's basic. Mine aren't the small glass. They're just basic and neutral.
That's what I was just going to say. Like the glass ones. You know what I mean? Like, so there's the glass with the black and the gray. And like, to me, that's very specific to a person who wants to, who is going to live in the house. So if you're selling your house, don't make that decision for the next person is how I feel.
Right.
Right?
Right. I've done everything in my house thinking that if I sell it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's neutral.
It's neutral. What? Why do I not recall your backsplash?
Because it blends. It's they're marbly, like beige. Yeah, very neutral, but barely nice. And the subway tiles that are above this size. Can everyone see that?
Yeah.
Can you see it now if I look this way?
Yeah, I know.
This big?
Actually, I could put us on Periscope. I've done that before. So we we could be live.
Not this morning.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know. We don't really want people to know what we look like. I know, like, sometimes when I'm doing open houses, because at the end of the show, I always say where we're going to be for open houses, you know, people sometimes will stop by, and I know they're very surprised. I think maybe I look a lot younger than, I sound a lot younger than I look.
People are really surprised when they come in and they say, Sharon, so nice to finally meet you. And I'm at your open house and I say, okay, clearly they don't know her.
Exactly.
And then sometimes I go with it.
Yeah, I'm Sharon.
Today I want to be Sharon. Tomorrow maybe not.
Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes I say, oh, they don't know her at all. No, yeah. I'm just doing this for her. That happens to me a lot for your open houses.
That's funny. Yeah, but it's fun to meet all of our listeners anyway. So again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Today we are talking all about real estate. Our office is located conveniently on the South Shore. It's such an awesome location. We are located on 139. We're touching Marshfield and Hanover and Norwell in a couple of seconds to Scituate, and not too long we're touching Duxbury on the other side, Kingston. So it's really a really nice spot for us, and we're really close to the highway. So with Boston Connect Real Estate, we've sort of inherited a lot of people coming from that Dorchester, Southie area, also the Braintree area from which you grew up, and Weymouth and Quincy. You do a lot in that Braintree area too. You know that area inside and out, which is really nice.
Yes, so, and Weymouth too.
Yeah.
I do.
I love Weymouth. You know, Weymouth is a great town. If you're thinking about buying a house for the first time, buy in Weymouth too, because think of it as a town, because it's very sellable. I love Weymouth.
Weymouth is very, very sellable. It's higher when you get into, you know, when I get into Braintree and Quincy, I'm not getting as much for my client for the money.
Yep.
And I've actually talked a few people into coming down this way just because they needed bigger and you couldn't do it.
Exactly.
In those areas.
Yeah, because you had someone recently go to Carver.
Yep.
Yep, instead of Quincy, which is, big difference.
Yes, but they got an in-law.
Yep.
And now the parents are moving from Quincy down here and loving life. I ran into him in the hardware store, the father. Actually, Lowe's, when I broke the grill on Sunday when I was talking to you, he said, aren't you the agent that sold? I said, yes, I am. What are you doing? He's like, we love it down here.
That's
great.
Awesome. That's awesome.
And they've lived in Quincy their entire life.
Yeah, that's a big transition too for people. So, but that is one of the nice things about Boston Connect Real Estate. We're connecting home buyers and home sellers from Boston to Cape Cod, which is really nice. So, okay, so we'll get back on track here. So again, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're talking about room by room, what you should do to prepare your home for sale. So hopefully you're taking some notes this morning. And again, we're looking at this from a perspective of how can we best market your house? How can we help you get the most value, you know, the most money for your home? Our job as a listing agent is to get you the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. And buyers are looking for what's wrong, not for what's right. So we're just talking about the kitchen and the cabinets. What about the floors?
Again, it depends. You know, it really does depend. If you've got hardwood and maybe you are going to think of doing some of the other floors over, maybe you have a screening done and you do the hardwood floors over, refinish them. Tile, I would just honestly leave it alone for the new buyer that's coming in, because that's a big project.
Yeah.
If it's linoleum, you know, maybe you change that out to tile or something, or hardwood, or maybe you do nothing. Again, it always depends because of the color scheme in the kitchen, what we're working with, and how big an area.
Yep.
If it's a smaller kitchen, I might suggest, even changing out the linoleum.
Yeah, and that's important too, when a lot of people will ask me to come to their house and just say, you know, we have no intentions of moving right now, but we're considering doing this, that, or the other thing. Would you come and give us some ideas and suggestions? And of course, I mean, both of you and I took the staging class together. Bring the outside in. I'm like, what? You want me to put a twig on the stove? It doesn't even really make sense from like a fire safety perspective. But if you say so.
We could teach that class.
Oh my goodness, that was more fun. So both Cindy and I are certified staging professionals, and we took this class together, which was, oh my gosh, so much fun. But that was like the big thing was bring the outside in. So they were saying bring cut trees and
put
stuff.
Them over your bed and I'm good.
No, like there might be bugs in there. Like, wait, you're from Braintree, I'm from Dorchester. Like, I'm not putting a branch over my bed.
Right.
Ever.
And then put some in the bathroom, put them in the kitchen. Branches.
And I'm like, they want me to put a branch on the stove? Like, it doesn't make sense.
And we had to do a property. Remember, they took us to a property that we had to stay.
Yes, I know. That's
outside.
What I'm talking about. I had
the
kitchen.
I was cutting trees down to bring them in.
Cindy's in the backyard. With a chain. So the lady running the class is like, what are you doing? Well, you told me to bring the outside in.
Lovely Rose of Sharon here. It's a little big.
We need a Christmas tree. In this room.
That was
you didn't need that evergreen, did you? Again, we digress a little bit, but we do have this much fun in the office as well, and with our clients, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. So what were we just, the floors, yes. I tell people, just go neutral. Do not go what is in style right now, because it's not going to be in style potentially when you go to sell your house. One of my bigger issues right now, last year I had a house, this year I have a house with that honeycomb floor. The floor is spotless. You could literally eat off of the floor. Mm-hmm. There isn't a single buyer that's gone through that house that has said, I can deal with this floor. So it was very trendy then in the 80s, but it's not so much anymore. So if you're going to do something, do it neutral. Very neutral.
Very neutral.
So, all right. So what about appliances?
Well, if you have, you know, different color appliances, you may want to try and switch them out to be all one color. Again, mm-hmm. it depends on what you can afford.
Yeah.
Or what you're willing to spend, because sometimes people do so many things that they decide not to sell their property.
Oh, I know.
Because they love it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for all that information. This is great. Now we love the house we're staying.
Once the photographer leaves and I show them the pictures, they're like, that's my house?
I know.
I'm like, yeah. Like, well, you're not looking at it the way that we are, you know? And then they love their own house. And then they don't even bring us out to dinner. No, right. So happy that we could help you. No, but that is part of the process for us. I mean, we're helping people to make a decision, and it's a life decision. At some point, they would decide to sell, you know. But generally speaking, everybody does end up selling. With the appliances, my thought on appliances is the same as yours, very similar. I'm not an advocate of people spending a lot of money in order to sell their house. I'd rather that they make it, you know, as not as expensive as a lot of people. It's not HGTV, okay? You're not going to spend $2,000 and flip this house.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
So I think with appliances, recently I had a house and they had replaced the stove to stainless a couple of years ago. They had replaced the dishwasher because it broke like a year before that. And then they had a refrigerator that was given to them from a parent that was white, but it, like, even the door handle opened the wrong way into the room and everything else. So they asked me my suggestion, and I said, you know what, you've done the floor, you've done some painting, you've, you know, done all your other floors over, pick a refrigerator that you would bring with you. You know, because the refrigerator is not part of the sale. It doesn't have to be. Right. We usually use it for negotiating because everyone will ask for the washer, dryer, refrigerator. But you can always say no and just bring that refrigerator with you. So they ended up finding one very inexpensively. They put it in there and it brought it all together. So right. I thought that was important. Their countertops, they were old. I said, don't replace them. Because it would have been too much money to do that.
Right.
Okay. All right. So when we get back, we'll talk about, in general, some other things that we should do in the kitchen. And then we're going to speed up a little bit and get to some of the other things. But for now, we'll be right back. Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to BostonConnect.com, BostonConnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Hello, my name is Mark Stiles. I'm the principal attorney of Stiles & Associates, a law firm located in Marshfield. Our practice focuses on real estate transactions. So if you're looking to purchase a property or sell a property, think about Stiles & Associates. Whether it's the home that you plan to raise your family in or looking to diversify and purchase a real estate investment, the attorneys at Stiles & Associates can help. Whether your transaction is traditional or one that's more complicated and unique, such as a short sale transaction, a bank-owned property, or a foreclosure, we can help. Our goal at Stiles & Associates is to make sure you understand the entire process, have all of your questions answered, but most importantly, are adequately protected. So give us a call at Stiles & Associates at 781-319-1900 or check us out on our website at styles-law.com, S-T-I-L-E-S-law.com. Stiles & Associates, where personal service and professional excellence still matter.
50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, now 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate. Ooh, that sounded loud, wasn't it? Or is it just my headphones? Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Both of us, of course, are from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. So we're hoping we're bringing you some value this morning. We're talking about getting your home and property ready to come on the market. So we're going room by room and we're still in the kitchen.
Because we digress.
What time is it? It's like 10-something, 10:25. We're still here talking about that. In the kitchen, so we talked about should I replace, so we said, you know, countertops, floors, cabinets, appliances. We talked about all that. In general, what do you think are some good ideas that people from a staging perspective, let's just say all of that is all taken care of, what are some things in the kitchen that you think people should do?
Absolutely make sure that regardless of the size of their kitchen, make sure that it looks like they have ample counter space and ample storage because people leave too many things out on the counter, which even in larger homes with huge kitchens, and I think there's so much stuff on the counters, like things like loaves of bread and buns and
fruits and vegetables,
like all over the place. And it looks like you don't have enough room to store things. You don't have enough storage space. So clean up the countertops. The less is more, definitely. Make sure the cabinets, sometimes it's a matter of cleaning the cabinets.
Yeah.
You know, because they get the marks on it. They get kind of a black look to them.
Yep.
Clean the cabinets really well. Shine them up a bit.
Inside the cabinets, just make sure everything's organized.
Because people are going to open them. So if you're shoving things in places, people are going to think you don't have enough room.
And if you don't have enough room to store your bread and your vegetables, then I'm not going to have enough space to store mine.
Correct.
Right? That's how people are going to think. What about, how do you feel about like all the pictures and all the magnets and everything else on the refrigerators?
You have to take all the, and I know it's difficult, and all the kids' pictures and their grades and that, I've been through that, but you have to take them off because it's a distraction. And it makes, as you said earlier, it makes the room appear smaller.
Yeah.
It does. Your focal point goes to all of those things instead of the larger picture of the room.
Absolutely. And our job is to sell the house. So we don't want people distracted by all of these things, you know? So, and it does, absolutely. When you take all those pictures off and you take a picture, I've done it for people before where, you know, I take a picture of the, just even on my phone. Like, I'll just show you real quick. Like, we take a picture this way and now we take everything off and take it another. It makes the room look bigger and it's only the stuff that's on your refrigerator. And that's what we're trying to get across. Like, because the room, it's not that we're making the room look bigger, you're making it look smaller.
Right.
We're actually showing the actual size of the room. So that's why we say to do those things. I absolutely agree with you with the cabinets and I mean the countertops as well. You know, just get everything off of the countertops. Let people see them, you know. So what about my pet peeve is dishcloths. I don't
hanging on the stove, hanging over the sink. Please put them away.
It sounds like a simple thing, but just really put them away.
It is, and again, it's a distraction and not necessary.
And again, it takes away from the size of the room for some reason. I also feel that way with tablecloths and doilies and things.
Yes.
And we're not telling, when we go through, we're not saying to people, hey, I think this is ugly. Again, no one has an ugly baby. It's just that we're trying to make your house showcased in its best light. If you have a lot of different different levels of like a tablecloth here, and that has a pattern on it. And then you have a dish towel hanging over on the right, and your eyes are going all over the place. And then you have scatter rugs all over the kitchen floor. Your eyes are going in too many places. You want a clean palette on everything, so it makes everything look brighter and shinier and better.
And people are focusing on the room and not the things in the room.
Absolutely. And to, you know, that old thing, oh, somebody told me I should make chocolate chip cookies. All right, if I'm a buyer's agent, I walk into a house and I smell chocolate chip cookies, I think you're covering up something else. They don't want us to smell the mold. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's all about. I know it makes it smell homier. Let's light all these candles. It's like, I'm choking on your candle. Please don't do that. Or trying to cover up cigarette smoke.
You
FYI,
can't.
You can't. You know, if you don't smoke, you smell it.
Lipstick on a pig. Mm-hmm. You cannot.
Yep. I went into a house recently, and I was like, oh, they're smokers, huh? Four other people in the house with me, they're like, no, they're not smokers. I was like, I smell smoke in this house. And then they were going through some, like, cabinets or something, and what did they find but one of those vapor cigarettes? Well, I told you I smelled it.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so let's move on to the family room. What are some of your ideas and suggestions on that?
Sometimes you have a lot of photographs of the children through the years, and that's great, but I think, again, it's a distraction, and you want to make sure that you kind of clean that up, you know, one or two here on the walls. Make sure toys are put away.
Yeah.
Again, if it's carpeting, and, you know, a lot of family rooms are carpeted, and the carpet has seen its day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't afford to replace it. I don't recommend that, but maybe get it cleaned or try and make it look the best that you can.
Yeah. I know, like, the clean team, who is one of our hosts here on the show with us, they do a really good job. And there's, you know, they can deodorize it and stuff as well. So I think that that's important, too, because I feel when you have a rug, sometimes it not only looks tired, it smells stale. You know what I mean?
Pets.
Oh, yeah. I have a pet, you know. I got rid of all my carpets, and we did hardwood throughout just because, you know, Gracie is cute, but she's a little English bulldog, and she stinks. So, yeah, that's, like, my biggest thing when I walk in my house, and I'm like, I freak out when I feel like I can smell my dog. So definitely getting those at least cleaned, if you can do that, I would say minimally do that. Hardwood floors, what do you think when people ask, oh, should I get them refinished?
If it's one room, and that one's the room that's tired looking, I might, you know, recommend having them screen, like they can do a screening now, and they have the bags that don't make the mess and you don't get sawdust everywhere. I might recommend that. But if it's as tired as all of the other hardwood floors and you just can't afford that, then put a nice area rug, and people are going to see.
Yeah.
They're going to see that they need to be done.
They have some nicer, and again, like you said before, price the house according to the condition, right? And that's what I think we do as strong listing agents. You know, when people say, oh, well, this is our price, and it's based on the fact that the floors look like this, and that looks like that, the counters, blah, blah, blah. And we always say, the house is priced according to all of those things. We noticed them and identified them as well. So that's why we priced the house where we did price the house. So what was the other thing I was going to say about the floors? We talked about the hardwood floors. We talked about that. They have different, you know, Bona is one of the ones over at Lowe's, you know, cleaners and things like that, that you can sometimes
polish
those
them a little bit.
Polish them up.
Yep.
Makes them look really good. What about fireplaces? What are some of your suggestions with that?
Make sure that we know that it's in working order, that you know that it's in working order, because that's a plus for a lot of my buyers anyway. They love if there's that fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that the fireplace is working. And always, and I forget what it is, Sharon, but you know when the inspection comes and they say, oh, the top needs to be repointed.
Yeah.
Check that, because every single fireplace that I do an inspection on, the top needs to be repointed. Repoint your fireplaces, please.
Yeah, and you're like, I have no idea what that is. Okay, so
I just know it needs to be done, and it's way up high.
So there's a couple of things. You could have repointing that is needed throughout your whole entire outside of your chimney. And a lot of times they're saying put on the cap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, those aren't things you have to do. But as a buyer, if you want those, then that's what I say to people. Then you take the time and energy and money to do that yourself. You know, some repointing, that's really cement in the thing, whatever. Yeah. But it could lean, whatever, snowball into other things.
That seems to be a contention of my first-time home buyers. They're young, and they're like, well, it needs to be repointed.
Yeah, what does that
mean? We want that done.
Yeah, I want it repointed.
Or you have to take $10,000.
Well, and that, you make a very, very valid point there that buyers think that something like that is going to cost $10,000, and it might cost
A couple, might even be a couple of hundred, seriously.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we say try to get these things taken care of beforehand. And when we go through your house and we're pointing these things out, it's not to make you feel bad. It's, you know what, if you don't know what's wrong, how can you make it right? We want to make it right before the buyers see it, because the buyers are going to see it as one value, and we know that the actual value is something completely different. I always think that people should, if they haven't had their fireplace cleaned in a long time, just have it cleaned, because
absolutely,
that always comes up in an inspection as well. And that's why we originally said, too, is maybe you do get a pre-home inspection. They do cost money to do that, but if you feel as if you want somebody to come through with a set of eyes to point everything out because the buyer is going to do that, maybe do that. I've had some clients do it. I feel like some others don't even really need it. What about window treatments?
Again,
from a staging perspective.
Less is more, because the heavier the draperies, mm-hmm, the smaller the room is going to appear. You know, some of them that haven't replaced them in over the years.
Yeah.
If you do just maybe a valance or something like that, or even the wooden valances, yep, the rooms appear bigger. You don't have to get the draperies cleaned.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Because they hold a lot of dust.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
One of the things, too, that was so interesting with me recently was I went into a home, a beautiful, beautiful home, and actually, just came on the market. It's coming on the market next week, and it's a beautiful, beautiful home. And it has a like a coffered type ceiling.
Yes.
So those hang a little bit lower in certain areas because it's all like boxed out. And then when I went into the room, there was a valance and curtains. I mean, and a shade. And it made me feel like I was in a little room. Like, I felt like the ceiling was coming down on me. So I asked politely, well, would you mind if I opened up the curtains? I'd just like to get a different perspective of this room. So there were, like, three windows right near each other. And I opened up all the shades of all of them. What a difference. She's like, wow. And I go, yeah, see, like, and too, you have beautiful windows. That's what we want to showcase. I'm selling a house. I'm not selling curtains. I'm not selling blinds. I'm selling a home. And you have gorgeous windows that are in great condition. Let's show them.
Right.
And so when we opened it up, I didn't feel like I was being, it felt very heavy in there, like the ceiling was crushing down on me. But once we did that, it opened it all up. So that was more from a staging perspective. And that's one of the things I think our added value as listing agents is, yes, we know the whole process of buying and selling a house. We know the legal aspects of it. We know the importance of loan officers and home inspections and appraisals and all of that. But I think our added value is having that accreditation of being a staging professional, because little things like that actually make a big difference.
Huge difference. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes the homeowner just doesn't recognize it. And it's in a beautiful home like that. They just have had it that way for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Or they...
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did something like in the winter to just make it feel warmer or something. And then you need to kind of, you know, open it up.
I did it in the kitchen as well. So beautiful, beautiful windows in this kitchen as well. And she left them that way because I said, oh, I'll put them back. She's like, oh, no, let's leave them that way. I really like them. And then when I met with her and her husband to go over everything with them, he said he noticed right away. He walked into the kitchen and he's like, wow, I can't believe how bright this room is. Well, there you go.
Right.
We opened up some curtains. Easy.
You are so wicked smart.
I am wicked, wicked smart. Let's see. Furniture. What do you feel about furniture? What do you tell people about that?
Often there's maybe sometimes a little bit too much furniture in the family room.
I feel like people do way too much.
Way too many couches.
How many people sit in here?
Right.
Or do you just want many options for the three of you? For you, your husband, and the dog.
Right. Too much furniture is to get rid of some of it. Again, it can make the room appear smaller. Sometimes too many tables, like behind the couch, beside the couches, in the corner of the room, and then there's the rocking chair. We need to...
Yeah. And I think that people have a hard time with letting go of items.
Yes.
Okay. And there's also a demographic of clients that we're working with that, they're both, their parents have deceased, so they've inherited that. Those parents who are deceased inherited their parents' stuff. So you have all these beautiful antiques and things like that. And then they're all showcased around the home. But one of my houses, lovely, lovely people, by the way, I love them to pieces. They had more end tables than a consignment shop. I was like, why so many tables? Like, what are you putting on all of these? And I don't even know that they recognized it until I pointed it out.
And I think you're right. I think they might have inherited some of them as they went along, and you just don't want to part with that. You don't want to put it away because it might be disrespectful to your mom, your dad, your mother-in-law, you know?
Yeah. But it's so funny because every time somebody does talk about it, they never say it in a positive light. Like, oh, and I inherited my mother's stuff, you know, because both of them are deceased. Like, it never comes out that way. It's more like, yeah, and both my parents have passed away, and none of my brothers and sisters wanted their stuff, so I ended up with it. So here's another thought. The demographic, your children don't want your things. So think about them. That's time to, you know, recycle them a little bit and give them to somebody who may be able to use them.
Right.
You know, there are so many younger families that are starting out right now that, you know, to buy furniture and everything. I mean, I remember when I first got married, one of Mark's clients gave us an old washer and dryer. That's what I used for a few years until I could afford to get my own, you know? So people appreciate those things.
Yes.
Can you think of any other things that we should be considering from the family room or any other ideas and suggestions? let me read your notes. Rye, was she subtle about that?
Let me put my glasses
on. She got her glasses on, reached across the table for the notepad.
Right, I'm like, let me just get my glasses through this headphone.
That was
and
priceless.
Then I should know that I can't read her writing on a good day.
And that's something that you said to me earlier. Lipstick on a pig. So if we could get that snorkel noise and put that earlier in the show. All right, Cindy. So that says the word allowance. Remember, you gave me that idea earlier before the show. So if you can't afford to replace your carpets, perhaps you should.
Give a carpet allowance. I thought she was going to give me an allowance. I wasn't sure because I forgot already. Yes, you could give a carpet allowance. Like, you could put that right in the
It was your idea. This is
because
the funny
I too am wicked smart.
You are too.
Just, it's early for me to be on my game. Let's be honest.
Oh my God.
And I'm up early. I don't know what I think I fade as the day goes on. I'm good at about 4:45 if we can do the show at 4:30, quarter
to 5
in the morning.
I keep on saying we need a night show with wine. I don't know if anybody's listening out there in WATD land, but I think a nice glass the wine with a show.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
We would have a blast. So, no, I think that sometimes my clients, I don't, because you don't know what they want. You don't know what type. And they might want to just tear it up and put hardwood floors down. And now you've wasted money on both. And I hate to waste money.
Well, and I've seen that. People have spent the time, energy, and money to put down some carpet. And people come in and they're like, I'll never have carpet in my living room. I always want hardwood.
Depending on how many rooms, you say, you know, a $2,000, $3,000, sometimes it's $5,000 carpet allowance. And so that's already, you're putting it out there that you're very well aware.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we're going to be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about bathrooms and bedrooms.
I can't wait.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Has this ever happened to you?
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
Ooh, that smell, stinking to high heaven.
If it's time for a new septic system or you want repairs to the one you have, it's time to get a hold of Casoli Sand and Gravel today. Is money tight? No problem. Casoli Sand and Gravel offers in-house financing. So if you don't, then it's time for Casoli Sand and Gravel. Visit CasoliSand.com so you can
just breathe.
Casoli Sand and Gravel.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, Do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, the proud broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, and I am the host of Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. I almost forgot there for a minute. And of course, Cindy Ford is with me here today, and Cindy is one of our full-time agents at Boston Connect Real Estate, servicing all of her clients and referrals and all of the work that she has. And she also has agreed to come, because you started like on my team, you know, doing stuff with me that way, and now you're a big girl. And on your own, Mama gave you the wings and sort of let you fly.
Absolutely.
And you're flying perfectly. But I had asked you to recently join the team with myself and Mary and Tracy Grady, who was on a few weeks ago, and helping us as a buyer's agent, because you do such a nice job with that too. So I am really grateful for having you on doing that stuff too. So that's great. We'll get a little bit later too. We'll make sure that we have everybody has your phone number. So we're talking today about room by room and how to get your property prepared to come on the market. We've already said coming on the market at any time is okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I had a client one time that came off of the holidays, and the house next door happened to come on the market, literally next door. 3 weeks later, it came on the market, and it sold right away. And if my client had stayed on, their property would have sold because it was better, better value. But the other agent was an outside agent from the area that I was working on and never took the time to really look back and see if, you know, that mine was just actually temporarily withdrawn. They could have called us and seen the property, but they didn't, and they lost out. So any time of the year is a good time of the year to do that. What else are we going to talk about, Sin?
Bathrooms.
Yes, let's talk about bathrooms. So to prepare your home, we talked about the kitchen, we talked about the family room, we talked about allowances. What about the bathrooms? What are your suggestions for people on that?
If there is carpet in your bathroom, please tear it up and put anything else down but carpet.
That's never a good idea. I don't know what era that was. That like in the late 60s? Yeah, I think
I would know that, unfortunately, but I don't remember. You know, I think you're right. I think there were people, but really, but they still have it from the 60s.
Yeah, I had a listing several years ago. Actually, the co-broker on the other side, the person who sold it, what a great guy he was, Eric, he's in Seven Hill, actually. And I just loved him to pieces, but this whole entire house was shag, gold shag carpet, and his brother was purchasing the house. And he said he was going to take a piece of the carpet, and because they were obviously going to replace it, and he was just going to frame it. It's so funny. But they had that carpet in the bathroom. And I was like, bump, bum, bump, bump, this is weird.
Right? Know? It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
And take off those little toilet seat covers and, and any carpet around the toilets.
What is that? Why do they sell those?
Because,
Yeah, especially
it's
if you, if you're potty training and doing all that and you have little kids and everything, that is no place for a carpet.
Mm.
No.
Ever.
And because it does, it holds odor. And that's one of the things we're talking about, too, is you don't want that odor in there. A lot of times when we go in with our photographers to take pictures, or if we're taking pictures ourselves, we have professional equipment at the office, we'll always, like, pull up the rugs anyways that are, because I want people to see the tile floor.
Right.
I'm not selling a scatter rug. I'm selling a tile floor. So we always remove them anyways, but I prefer that you don't have one in front. What is the fuzzy cover on the toilet? What is that? What
70s?
Is it for?
70s? When you are sitting on the seat while it's down? I'm really not sure.
Why? Why would you be
sitting
on the seat?
Bring color in? I don't.
I would never sit on a toilet seat when it's down. Why would I?
I don't know.
Really?
They're wrong. I don't know.
Because I'd sit in a chair.
In the bathroom?
Oh, well, how often do I sit in the bathroom other than having to use the toilet? And I would hope that the lid was up.
Right.
And we make sure that the lid is up when we have to do that. Yes, Ryan, I said it out loud, and I know.
I'm glad you're potty trained, Sharon.
Yes.
The lid is always
Depends
up.
Depends on the day.
Yeah. First things first. Yeah, the lid is up, you know. Yeah, I don't
know.
Hmm.
So let's get on to the vanity.
Yeah, okay, let's get
enough
on.
About toilets,
enough
right?
About
sometimes
toilet,
I have to have my clients replace the toilet or get a new, the thing that looks like the seat. Get a new seat because that one's blue and your toilet's white.
Or the wood ones.
Mm.
Or the padded ones.
Padded. Move.
Yeah, the padded ones. You need to get this could be a whole different show because I am finding this hilarious right now. Do you? Hopefully, I'm not insulting Ryan in there, who could particularly enjoy his padded.
I don't have a padded, I don't have a padded toilet or a covered toilet.
But the padded toilet with the wood grain finish.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, and then if it's torn and you can see the padding, even more special.
Ew.
Right?
Ooh.
You may want to just replace that.
Well, the padded toilet seat is for comfort, apparently. Well, I can understand. You know, maybe there are people with handicaps and stuff like that, so I'm certainly not minimizing what they need, you know, for comfort and all that. But, yeah, for the average person, I shouldn't be there that long, so I don't need a padded seat to make me comfortable. So anyways, maybe it's the plumber wife in me that has this like overjoy of talking about the toilet seats. And hopefully our listeners think we're funny right now and they didn't just turn us off because they're like, these two are off their rocker. What do you think? Did we lose people or did we gain people?
50-50, Karen.
Yeah.
I think some people called their friends and said, you have to get on and listen to the show. It's
seriously
hysterical.
These people are talking about toilets.
Yeah. Have you seen what direction?
Staging.
Do you see what direction the show has gone in?
Staging toilets.
Yeah, exactly.
And which is exactly what my point. I'm trying to.
The bathroom's a big part.
You know what? That's why we need Ryan here.
Ryan,
he brings us right all back to what we were talking about.
Right.
The bathrooms are important, but if you do have to replace your toilet, make it white. Just make it white.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when people were doing the mauve. Or the
blue.
Gold, the blue. We see a lot of the blue, the green, which I now call sage.
I've had some black.
Well, my mother
shiny
had a,
black.
Yeah, my mother had a shiny black porcelain kitchen sink at one point.
That was in for a minute.
Yeah, for a little minute.
And she chose to go with that.
And it scratched and everything. Just definitely make sure it's all white. There is a company out there. I've tried desperately to get somebody on the show as a co-host to talk about this because I think it's such a great idea. But they do a process now where they can go over the mauve and the blues and all these other colors.
Yes.
But it isn't just paint. So it's like really like fiberglass or something. I don't know exactly what it is. That's why I need somebody to sit across from me so I can ask them all these questions. But every time we call somebody, they say they're not interested in being on a real estate talk show. I mean, these are the things we talk about.
No, that is important. And I do recommend that to, again, my first-time home buyers who might not have the money once they move into that property to do that all over. There are names that I give them of people that will take those olive tiles and refinish, resurface, redo something, which is so minimal compared to tearing apart the whole bathroom.
Especially if you have a cast iron tub.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would never want to get rid of a cast iron tub. I mean, those are quality.
Yes.
You know, so don't rip out the cast iron tub, but I would do that surfacing over it, do that refinishing thing over it. And I recently talked to somebody who had like a fiberglass tub and they were able to do that too.
Yep.
So I don't have the name of anybody off the top of my head, but if you are listening to the show and that's something that you do and you would love the opportunity to talk to, I don't know, how many people we have listening right now, Ryan? Four?
We have about 3 million.
Yeah.
3.3 million.
That sounds
approximately.
Yeah, that's much more accurate.
So we have that many people listening to us. You might as well, come on to the show.
One of you may be one of those refinishers.
Yeah. I can't believe we're there already. All right. So that doorbell literally tells us that we have 5 minutes left. It gives me an opportunity to talk to you about the open houses. So there will be open houses going on this weekend. And you can find all of those open houses at bostonconnect.com under the buyer tab. We're redoing our website, so that's going to be rolling out pretty soon, so I'm really excited about our new website. Again, bostonconnect.com to find all of the open houses. If you can't get in to the open houses this weekend, that's all of Boston Connect and all of the ones on the South Shore this weekend, and you would like a buyer's agent representing you, please give us a call, and we can set you up with Cindy or myself or Mary or Tracy can set you up and give you a private showing. You can work one-on-one. That's the nice thing, too, about the team is you don't really get one agent when you are having us as your buyer's agent. You're getting four. That's
and
awesome.
And one is more fabulous than the other.
Yeah, you're at the top of the totem pole on that one, girl.
pretty much. I can't help it.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit. Shower curtains. That's something simple that you can switch out, right? Yep. Just make it, dress it up a little bit. I say white, plain white. Make it hotel white. Right?
Yep, absolutely. As you said, the waffle pattern.
Yeah.
The other thing that's can be easy to do because they get ruined easily is the vanity.
Yeah.
You can potentially, maybe for under $100 or around $100, go pick one up and put it in, and it looks fabulous if you've got something that's just really outdated.
Yeah. And you know, the thing to keep in mind too when you're thinking of that, so one thing to look at is not only your vanity, but look at your floors. How close are you to a wall? Are you going to have to replace some trim? Some people have tiled walls around that vanity, so you have to remember that something's probably going to get disrupted when you do that too. So in some instances, it's really easy breezy to do the just replace the vanity. In other situations, maybe not so much. So maybe just redo the doors. You know what I mean?
Right.
Something. You could always do something. Let's talk real quick about the bedrooms, and then we'll be basically finished up.
You know, just make sure the beds are made. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes that's not easy for people that work, and that the kids' toys in the rooms are as neat as you possibly can get them, as well as the closets.
Yes, because the space thing, as we talked about in the kitchen for a long time, if you don't have space in your closet for your stuff, then I'm not going to have space in mine. It's very telltale when you go into a house, too, that if, like, sometimes I go into houses and they'll have, the husband will have his stuff in the spare bedroom and the wife has her stuff in the master bedroom, in the walk-in closet or wherever it is. I always say, you know, when I look at that, I notice that. And that's going to make me think that you didn't have enough space for both of you to have all of your stuff in the one closet. So maybe you use the spare closet as your overflow for seasonal, and you both are sharing the same closet in the same room, because the husband's going to be like, well, why is my stuff down the hall, you know? And then I say, well, that's just the way it works. So my husband had his stuff in a bathroom on the first floor for many years. So, and I like nice comforter sets on beds.
Yes.
I know we're not selling the comforter set, but I just think I like the white hotel look and just clean and easy breezy. And I think that makes it look nice. Again, with the curtains and all of that, make sure that the windows are up. How many more minutes do we have? Do we have like just one more minute? Okay. So maybe the next time, Sin, we'll talk about just the exterior, but real quick, why don't you, in a nutshell, talk about the exterior?
Make sure that your things if you're in between seasons, are taken down for the seasons. If it's wintertime, that, you know, those twigs and leaves that fall are taken down. If it's fall, make sure your summer furniture and all that is put away. If it's winter, make sure your fall things are put away. If it's summer, make sure your spring decorations and things are put away. And less is more.
Exactly. And then all that extra yard stuff is not necessary. Less is best in that situation. Make sure your lawn is cut. Your trees are sort of trimmed back. And you can call us at the office, 781-826-7300. Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.